I would like to introduce our next speaker of the day and welcome with me Ms. Deepthi Gubbi. Deepthi Gubbi currently is the head of education at Jai Vakil Foundation. She is a child development specialist and an autism, that is interventionist and therapist for specific learning differences. She has been working for and with children with special learning needs for the last 20 years. Her session topic is reimagining education. So welcome with me, Deepthi. Madam, it's all yours.
Thank you so much. And it's been a privilege to be here and to be hearing everything that is happening across the globe. Happy to present what we are doing. And I'll just start my presentation. Can you see it, please?
Yes.
All right.
It's coming up. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah? All good. Thank you so much. So I am Deepthi and I work with the Jai Vakil Foundation and Research Center. We work with children with intellectual disability and developmental disorders. Before we move forward, maybe I can explain what exactly intellectual disability means. So if each one of us, I have an IQ of say about 100, anything below 70 is identified as intellectual disability. It obviously impacts the intellectual functioning of an individual, but also their adaptive behavior. These are the more medical or technical ramifications of the intellectual disability, but the numbers are staggering. If you see, 2% of India's population is intellectually disabled, which means a staggering 26.4 million people, which means 1 in 50. If these are the kind of numbers that we have, then why is it that we don't see these individuals around? These many are not in school. We don't see them at restaurants or malls or temples. What is it? It is because of the social ramifications that come along with intellectual disability. So we asked a set of our parents and siblings who have people with intellectual disability in their homes, what they thought was what other people see when they look at their children. And this is what they had to say.
लोग हमारे बच्चों को दया की नजर से देखते हैं
लोग हमारे बच्चों को एक्सेल भी करते हैं और उनके पास जाने के लिए जगह है
पीपल सी माय सिस्टर इन द बिजनेस एंड वी वांट टू बी
फ्रॉम द साइड अनलेवल होने की वजह से ऐसे बच्चों से लोग बहुत डरते हैं
लोग मेरे बच्चे को देखते हैं तो सवाल करने आता है कि तो ये पास बना रहे हैं ये प्रॉब्लम का सही
देखो लोग उनके बच्चों को इनके साथ सब नहीं करना चाहते हैं
So this is what people who live closely with children with intellectual disability feel about what others see. And this is exactly what we are trying to tackle. We at Jai Vakil are striving for inclusion of all people with intellectual and developmental disorders by maximizing their potential. Today, we are a 77-year-old organization. We are the largest and oldest nonprofit working in this sector, and we have impacted lakhs of children and their families. However, this journey began with one child. One child of Mr. and Mrs. Vakil, Dina, who had Down syndrome, and back then there were no institutions which were looking after children with disability. So what started as an initiative to make a difference to one child today has moved on to becoming a school for children with 700 students from the ages of 3 to 50. We have a zero reject policy, which means that whichever the child might be on any level of functionality. A lot of the schools in this space require a minimum sitting tolerance. They require toilet training. They require attention to detail. They require instruction following. We have no such requirements. If we have a vacancy and a child is in need, we accept the child. And 76% of our population comes from the lower socioeconomic strata. Now you can imagine that if we are working with children between the ages of 3 to 50, then obviously the needs or the interventions required are manifold. And hence, we have three verticals. We have the healthcare. Here I'd like to bring out the point that intellectual disability almost never comes in isolation. It's always accompanied by an associated disorder, whether it is autism or cerebral palsy or Down syndrome, Fragile X, it could be anything. And with that comes various challenges. So our healthcare team looks at assessments and all kinds of interventions that a child might need. So it could be occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech, or it could be psychological assessments and training that we do both for the child and for the parent. Between the ages of 3 to 18, we work in the education space, and I'll talk about it in detail as we go further. And we also look at the rehabilitation of the child, because our intention is that the child should be at the beyond the age of 18, a productive member of society, and some in some shape or form be able to sustain his or her own self. Within education, it is important that we say that there are multiple levels of challenges that we face. One is at a perceptual level. Everybody perceives that if a child has intellectual disability, there is no need really for any academic intervention. If the child can take care of his or her own needs, if the child can take care of activities of daily living, that maybe that is sufficient. The other level that of challenge that we face is at a systemic level. There is no board or curriculum or textbooks prescribed for children with intellectual disability. And we also have a policy level challenge. We do not even come under the education ministry. We come under the social justice and empowerment ministry. So having to tackle all these challenges, I also want to bring out the fact that intellectual disability is a spectrum disorder. So it is all children below the IQ of 70, but if you have an IQ of 65 to 70, then you're mild moderate, versus if you have an IQ of 20-30, then you are profoundly challenged. Within the space, within people who understand this space also, there are certain biases that creep in. A child who has an IQ of say 20 to 30, what is the need of educating that child? If the child cannot eat his own food or indicate going to the bathroom, then should we bring academics in? And our philosophy is that we give the child, every single child, an opportunity to learn. We do not let the IQ number govern what the child can or cannot do. And here I just want to showcase one of the children. His name is Krishant, and he is a child with profound intellectual disability. He has a cerebral palsy and all four limbs are affected. That means he has quadriplegia. But you show him in a book and his eyes light up. And why should we then not give the benefit of education to a child like this? And I just want to show you a small snippet.
What is this, Sushant? Rose, what is this? Teddy bear. What is this?
Banana.
What is this? What?
This is just to show you that every single child at Jai Vakil is given an opportunity. So while we were looking at all the challenges that we were facing, there was one thing that we realized that we could make a dent into. We wanted our interventions based around that. One was that there was no standardized curriculum in the space. What was happening was that every single school was reinventing his or her own wheel. Every school was getting over their own challenges, but they were doing it single-handedly. What we decided to do was, and within our space also, we've been running for 77 years, what we realized was that learning levels were different in every classroom, teacher capabilities were different in every classroom, there was no uniformity in what we were teaching, and more importantly, we weren't documenting anything. And hence, we decided to create a curriculum which could help the entire space of intellectual disability. So we created an assessment checklist which basically understands the functionality of all of the children across various domains. We built a multi-sensory curriculum, and like other speakers have said, we use the VAKT philosophy, which is basically visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and tactile. Every single thing that the child learns is through these methods, because we believe that a multi-sensory curriculum is something that will benefit all children, especially the ones with intellectual disability. Once we had created all this, we took it to the National Institute for the Empowerment of People with Intellectual Disability and got it certified. what we are trying to say here is that whether it is Prashant or it is another child called Prerna, who is on the other end of the spectrum. She is a mildly intellectually disabled child, and which brings to light another issue with intellectual disabilities, that it's a silent disorder. Now, if a child is visually impaired or if a child is hearing impaired, then you automatically can make out that that is their disability. But if a child is mildly intellectually disabled, sometimes you will not even notice, because she behaves in a way that is very normal, which is very normal, and it's close to what neurotypical children do. So she has another set of challenges through that. So we at Jai Vakil cater to the entire spectrum. We truly believe that every single child has a right to learn. Yes, they learn differently, and yes, the pace at which they learn may be different, but we provide an opportunity for every single child to learn, because we believe that they can. And it's not just education. We believe in holistic development. And all of these interventions are by design, because they assist in the various other skills for our children. So if it is music, it's not just music, it's helping in the communication skills of our children. If it is sport and games, then it is helping in the gross or fine motor development of our children. If we are looking at animal therapy, then it is helping the sensory needs of our children who may have autism. So all of these interventions, we truly believe, add to the skill sets of our children and maximize their potential. Another thing that ties in beautifully with our vision on inclusion is something that we do around the community integration program. Now, we do our best to maximize the potential of our children so that they could be included in society. But if the society is not ready to include them, then we are back to square one. So it is not a one-way street, it is a two-way process. So what we do through our integration program is that we bring school children into our campuses, we bring corporates, people who work in offices into our school, and we take our children out into their spaces, because we truly believe that it's only when the world is sensitized to accept our children that inclusion will happen in its true shape and form. While we were working with all the Krushans and Prernas of Jai Vakil Foundation, we realized that was just a drop in the ocean. We were just working with 700 children when the magnitude or the scale of the disability was so high. And that's what led to our new initiative, which is called Project Disha, which is our answer to scale. What we've done is we've unbundled our interventions, and we have taken the assessment checklist, the curriculum and the training, and we have signed an MOU with the government of Maharashtra. And we, through our various phases of this journey, we are now at a stage where we have reached 36 districts of Maharashtra. We've worked with close to 2,000 teachers and over 15,000 students. This is what we are doing, so that, because we believe that this kind of systemic change across India will give us that uniform narrative that we need in this space, and which is currently missing. I want to now end with this slide, wherein we again asked our parents that when they see their own children, what is it that they see in them?
I see myself. अगर समाज के प्रवाह में उनको रहना है, उनके आगे बढ़ाना है, तो हमको उनको अपना ही दर्जा देना पड़ेगा। ये मैं
As part of having a low IQ, many of these children have behavior issues, they respond to situations differently, and some of them may even look different. If you do come across a child with severe intellectual disability and his behavior is not appropriate for his age, do remember it's because of his intellectual quotient. However, he has every right to be loved, included, and accepted in our society, just like you and me.
I leave you with just this one thought. Next time you see a child with intellectual disability or any other disorder, push yourself and think, what is it that you see? All of us are different. No two people are the same. But the way we want to reimagine education and reimagine the world is a place where there is space for all. Because we truly believe that's going to create a stronger world. Thank you.
Thank you. That was awesome. And I think it's been an eye opener for all of us.